Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
In the Indianapolis suburb of Greenwood, people are grieving the losses from another mass shooting. A gunman killed three people and wounded two others at a mall yesterday before he was killed by a 22-year-old bystander who was legally armed. Greenwood Police Chief Jim Eisen praised the man who stopped the attack.
The real hero of the day is the citizen that was lawfully carrying a firearm in that food court and was able to stop the shooter almost as soon as he began.
Police did not release any information about a possible motive. Also, today in Florida, the sentencing trial begins for the gunman who killed 17 people at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School 4 years ago. Nicholas Cruz has already pleaded guilty to the murders, and as NPR's Greg Allen reports, the jury can either decide to give Cruz life in prison or the death penalty.
It was on Valentine's Day in 2018 that Cruz, a troubled former student, killed 14 students and three staff members at the high school in Parkland. He also severely wounded 17 others. He escaped from the scene by dropping his AR-15-style rifle and blending in with a crowd of students. He was captured shortly afterwards by police a few miles from the school. Tony Montalto's daughter Gina was one of the students killed that day. He believes the jury will agree with most of the victims' families that the death penalty is the appropriate sentence.
I think the facts that are available already show that this was a deliberate, calculated, and cold-hearted act. Let's remember he went back and shot Gina and the others again after he had shot them the first time.
The jury will weigh aggravating and mitigating factors in deciding whether Cruz is given the death penalty. Prosecutors will present evidence that the multiple murders were planned, and in legal jargon, especially heinous, atrocious, or cruel. The defense will present evidence that Cruz has severe developmental and mental health issues. The judge still has to decide how much of that testimony will be allowed into the trial. Phil Reisenstein is a defense attorney who's had many death penalty cases, but he's not involved in this trial. He says looming over these proceedings is the likelihood that should Cruz receive the death penalty, there will be an appeal.
I think you're going to see a judge be very open to much of what the defense wants to present, so that the appellate court can look at this and say, hey, you did everything you wanted to do. You got it all out there. The jurors heard what you wanted them to hear, and they made their decision, and we're not going to disturb it.
In pretrial motions, Judge Elizabeth Scherer has ruled that jurors will at some point tour the building at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School where the murders took place. Jurors will hear testimony from family members of those killed and from students who survived the rampage. They'll also view surveillance video from inside the school, as well as crime scene and autopsy photos of the victims. Defense attorneys say it's one of the toughest and most horrific death penalty cases they've ever seen in Florida. But Stephen Harper, a longtime public defender who's not involved in the trial, says a jury decision has to be unanimous so a life sentence is possible.
This case comes down to whether at least one juror will have empathy for the defendant's mental illness and mental capacities and mental problems. And if one juror can do that, then he will get life.
It took 3 months of questioning by the judge, prosecutors, and defense to select the 12-member jury and 10 alternates. The judges told them she expects the trial to run through October. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.